Second half of this piece, we went to both the police and the council with a long list of concerns. What is more, we had plenty of evidence to back up the points we were making. At the moment, the ground is never anywhere near full. It holds up to 5,000 people, but the average crowd is little more than 1,000. The other club regularly attracts crowds of 4,000 or 5,000, but the roads around the ground just could not take all the extra cars this would involve. One councillor who met a group of worried residents told us we should be grateful for the extra business the ground sharing scheme would bring to the town. Perhaps the pubs and fast food joints may benefit, but I cannot see many of the other shops in the town doing more business. I know I would be reluctant to go into the town if I was likely to run into a crowd of noisy and probably drunken football fans. It seemed all our protests would be in vain until we contacted the other club's supporters and found they hated the ground-sharing plan. In the end, it was their opposition which won the day.